Here with me in this interview is Steve Peterson, who is Monsanto's Processor Preferred Marketing Manager. And Steve, here at the Farm Progress Show, I think we're going to learn a little bit more about your Processor Preferred high fermentable corn hybrids. And I'm going to let you, first of all, just tell us what sets those apart.
Monsanto is really focused on agriculture and adding value for growers. And a tremendous way to add value is through the biofuels market. We really need a domestic, clean-burning energy source, and we feel that ethanol, biodiesel, really fit the bill for those. So we went out about 5 years ago and started looking at our hybrids to find out which ones produced more ethanol on a per-bushel basis. And we designated those our processor-preferred high-fermentable corn hybrids. And we've now partnered with over 40 ethanol plants in the Midwest, giving them technologies to measure the corn as it comes in, also measure the distiller's grains as they're produced at the plant. And plants are now starting to offer incentives to growers, actual cash premiums to growers raising high fermentable corn products, because they yield anywhere from 2 to 4% more ethanol than commodity corn in an area.
Well, with these varieties that you've got that are producing more ethanol when it comes out of the field, how many of those do you have? I mean, what kind of choices does the growers have?
We've got over 90 different seed brands that are carrying the processor preferred high fermentable corn label. And the great thing about these is the grower doesn't have to do anything different. It's just a selection of hybrids. They've got the traits, the agronomics, and the yields that they want in their fields. And, oh, by the way, it's a high fermentable product. And a lot of growers are also owners or have investments in ethanol plants, and they profit two ways from that. If the ethanol plant is more efficient, plus receiving a premium or incentive on the front end, we're also working with a lot of the plants on our E85 initiative. We've partnered with General Motors, and over the last several years, we've sold almost 1,000 flex fuel vehicles incentivized to growers, because we think E85 is a tremendous fuel source. I just heard a statistic yesterday that every gallon of fuel that you buy of regular unleaded fuel, about 12 cents of that of a dollar spent on that stays in the local community. When you buy E85, 67 cents stays in the local community, and we think that's critically important. It's a clean burning, excellent fuel source.
Well, that's a great statistic. I'm glad to know that one. Thank you. Well, looking at the high fermentable corn, these hybrids, can you tell us a little bit about what it is that makes that high fermentable and makes it so that in the processing we do get more ethanol out of a bushel?
That's a great question. We think it's several things. It's the way the composition of the kernel is formed, but we know it's the genetics behind that kernel that really determine how fermentable it is. Now, environment has a factor in that, and also the way the corn is handled and dried can also influence its fermentability, but genetics is the key part of it.
Anything else that you'd like growers in particular to know about what Monsanto's doing in this area that we didn't touch on?
Basically, we've got a lot of ongoing programs. We're working with more and more ethanol plants as we speak. We'll be up well over 50 ethanol plants that we're partnering with, and really bringing, again, incentives and value to growers in the marketplace.
Well, thank you very much. That's Steve Peterson. He is the Monsanto Processor Preferred Marketing Manager, and we're out here doing this interview at Farm Progress Show. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.